button. Is it on? There you go. So nobody got to hear that anywhere on Facebook. That was just for y'all. So, but I'm glad you're here. Rick said a little bit about what I'm going to say today. Justin even last week in his message, and Joy preached on some of the stuff on love today. God is love, and I want you to turn the Word of God to 1 John chapter 4 this morning. This is our text. If you got the Bible and you got the Word of God with you, and you would like to stand with me as I read verse 7 of chapter 4 of 1 John and honor God's Word. This is all God's precious words, amen? It's another great gift to us that He gave us to live by and to instruct us for the days that we live in today. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Grab a hold of that. "And this is the love of God, was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us. His love is perfected in us." I'll stop right there. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank You for the day that we have to worship You. We're only a few days away of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, God. Where we get to just say we love You because You loved us. You are love. And You sent love to us through Your Son, Jesus Christ, to live amongst us. To go to a cross and to pay the penalty for our sins that we could have a relationship with You. Jesus, Emmanuel, You with us, God, in the flesh. And we thank You for the gift of salvation, the miracle of salvation through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we thank You for this amazing love that only comes from You, God. We can't have it. It's not natural for us to have the type of love that You have, but God, You sent Your love to us that we could experience that love and to love others when we give our hearts to You. So thank You, God, again for Christmas, the gift of Your Son, Jesus, and the great gift of love. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. You can sit down. Like I said, in a few days, we're celebrating, what, 4 days Christmas Eve? 5 days Christmas? It's here. Come fast. Anybody been shopping lately? We went shopping yesterday for about 7 hours, and it's just crazy out there. But we went because out of love for our family. Some of my family's here this morning, and praise God, but it is a time of giving and a time of love. The last few Sundays, we've been celebrating the Advent, the coming of Jesus Christ. He's came, and we as Christians are looking for the second Advent when He will return. You know, Jesus is coming back. And I believe He's coming back fast with the things that have been changed so fast in the world that we live in. This year that we've had is crazy. And we all praying that 2021 is greater. Amen? But the good news is you're here today, so you survived it. Amen. Amen. So God is what? Good. He is a God who loves. But we're celebrating the Advent season. Pastor Justin started the last Sunday of November and began this journey that you've been on each Sunday. And Rick and others have participated in lighting the candles, the hope and the peace in the joy of the Lord. Isn't that good things that God gives us? Hope, peace, and joy. And now today we celebrate and we're remembering the love of God. Light that fourth candle. And next week will be the fifth candle because we don't have Christmas Eve, but we'll celebrate the Christ candle. Our Savior is born. But it is a time to celebrate, and today I want us to look at it because Christmas is really a beautiful story. It's a beautiful love story. There's a lot of aches and pains in the story when Jesus was born. And, amen? A lot of stuff happened, but it is a love story. And I wanted to do a message on the love that we could find in Mary's life and Joseph's life and the shepherd's life and the magi, the wise men, Simeon, the angels rejoicing and singing. But I switch back to this passage that we have today on God's love. It's part of our history, this great story. And as I said earlier, without the Christmas story and this love gift we have, we'd be in a mess. There would be no hope in this world for us without Jesus Christ. There would be no peace for us without a relationship with God. Amen? When you got saved and Jesus came in your heart, you received hope and you received peace. And then you had this overwhelming joy in your heart that wasn't there before. That's one of the great gifts of being a child of God, is that when we get saved, something takes place. Amen? And that's a great gift, the gift of salvation and all the benefits that come along with it. We talked about Sundays ago about all the benefits that we have in being a believer in Jesus Christ. But I thank God for his love, and I want to share a few things from this passage this morning, some truth, some scripture of how love, really, it came down at Christmas. Love showed up in a great way, in a miraculous way, as you study the story. And I hope over the Christmas time that you'll take time and open up the Word of God and read that Christmas story. Absorb it. I know it by heart. No, you don't. Every time you open up the Scriptures, there's something new there for you. Something to renew you and to remind you, to encourage you, to equip you and to challenge you, even to convict you. But this story is so important that the world needs to hear it, amen? They need to know why we celebrate Christmas when we live in a day when they want to do away with Christ. I hate it when they say Xmas. There ain't no Xmas. Amen? It's Christ. Jesus Christ. And we cannot allow this world to dampen that. The thing about it is, for 2,000 years, they have not been able to stop it. They try. They were trying to do it again this year, and they will next year and the next day. Do away with Jesus. Guess what? You can't do away with Jesus. God's still sovereign. Amen? And as long as his children are here, we have the message to share. The good news of the scriptures that he has given us. And that's our responsibility. So I want you to look at where love comes from. In verse 4, chapter 4 of 1 John, verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Plain and simple. God is love. He is the source of love. His love. It's undeserved. It's gracious and it's sacrificial. It's that love that we talk about. It's the agape love. It's different from all the other loves. Our world can define love in many ways. I love this. I love that. But God is love, and his love is totally different from our world. The world cannot offer you this type of love. That there's mom and dad's love. There's a romantic love in the scriptures. There's brotherly love. There's love that you have for your children. When you had your first child and your children came along, it's put a love in your heart that you never thought you could ever have if you're a parent. You think about what Mary experienced being carrying the baby Jesus. The love that she experienced through her life. It's a different type of love The love that we have for brothers and sisters in Christ and family is totally different. The love we have for things that we like. But God's love is totally different than any other love. Just as God is life, he is the fountain of life, and he's the source of eternal life. And just as he is the light, he is also love. God is love. Different type of love. Look at 1 Corinthians. I didn't have this on my list, but I wanted to read this because it gives us a good definition of love. I read this at weddings sometimes. In 1 Corinthians 13, and verse 4 says, love is what? Patient? Is kind? Love does not envy or boast. Is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. Is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Now, verse 13, it says, now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but what? The greatest is what? Love. What does this world need right now?
Love.
There is so much meanness and hate and evil in this world and darkness. It needs some love. That's what, like Rick says, and I'll say it at the end today. We as God's children are to be people of what? Love. Why? God loved us. And because God is love, we are to be loving people. What's going to change this world? Where's the world's hope, and where's the world's peace, and where's their joy without God's love? It's not there. They're all looking up the wrong place. And it's sad because people are pretty miserable, pretty hatred. And I'm like, something's got to change. And we as the church of the living God need to be part of that change. Amen? You can say amen.
Amen.
Anybody made you mad lately? Go to the mall. Drive down the street. It's crazy out there. Found that out yesterday. People run you over. I told my wife, we went into Costco yesterday. I said, just don't get run over, baby. I mean, people just like, boom. And everybody's wearing a mask, and you can't tell what's on their face, so they can't get by with it. I'm like, man, this is terrible. I'll move on out of the way. You know what? We're supposed to go the extra mile. Move right out of the way. Let them have it if they need it that bad. But what is love? Just read in 1 Corinthians, we ought to be kind, patient. We're not supposed to be rude or arrogant. We can do a pretty good job of it at times, amen? You can say amen to that. You know you do. I got it. Understand. It's a good thing God forgives us. Amen?
Amen.
But we need to work at it. Just like agape love, it's not something that comes naturally to us. It's just not there. It's a choice. It's a choice. And it's a choice to accept that love from God. Amen? Some people ask, where does love come from? Do you ever wonder where it all began? The Bible gives us the answer. Love comes from God because God is love. There's never been a time when there was not God. And so there has never been a time where there was not love. The Bible begins with four words in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God. God is love. And so we could even replace those words, in the beginning, love. That's where it all began. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, love was kind of spun a universe across this world that we live in time. So love comes from God. Love has always existed from the very beginning. Even before the world was created. Jesus talks about it in his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17 in the gospel, verse 24. He says, Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you love me, what? Before the foundation of the world. Before it was even created, there was God. Amen? That's where we get the passage on us before we were born. He says, I loved you and I knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. He knew you before you even were formed in your mother's womb. He had a purpose and a plan for you. That's how much he loved you. Amen? Why we love one another. He is the great I am. He says in Scripture, he says, I am the first and I am the last. There is no God beside me. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He says, I am the great I am. He always has been. God is love. Amen. That'll get y'all fired up. Who did God love before he created us? You ever wondered about that question? It's questions that people ask. And the answer is, God loved himself. God is one God, yet he's three persons. And so the Father loved the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Son loved the Father and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit loved the Father and the Son. That's what we call the Trinity. We serve a triune God. Amen? One God in three persons. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they loved one another from the beginning. It's always existed because God has always existed and God is love. But God not only loved himself in his creation, he also looked forward in time and he loved us. Amen? We read in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 4, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. What did he do? He chose us before the foundation of the world. In love, he says, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will. God had a purpose for us. He created us. He knew us for the foundation of the world. It's amazing. So there was an act of love between God the Father and God the Son and the Holy Spirit before creation. And then there was an electing love as God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be what? Adopted. That's his desire, is that everyone become one of his children. Amen?
Amen.
Glory. So where does love come from?
God.
Why? Because God is love. That's the good truth for today, isn't it? Another truth is love came down to earth. That's why we're here today. 1 John chapter 4 again, verse 9. Says, in this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Love came down. God created us because he loves us and wants us to have this relationship with him that is personal, that is one-on-one. He wants to be your Father, amen, your God, your Savior, your King. He created you for a relationship with him. And he offers that relation to us freely through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen?
But after God created us, something took place. We rebelled against him. We sinned against him. Sin entered the world in the beginning. And the Bible says that we all have sinned. Thus, we have broken our relationship with God because of that. But the good news is, that didn't stop God's love, amen? It didn't stop him from loving us. Love began in heaven among the person of the Trinity, but love came to earth
at Christmas as we celebrate God sent his one and only Son into a world that we might live through him. Hallelujah. That should excite you. You want to know what Christmas is about? He sent his Son here to live amongst us that we can have a relationship with holy and righteous God for eternity. In the Nicene Creed, which some people don't read as Baptists, like the other creeds, puts it this way: we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. Emmanuel, God with us, God in the flesh, came. Jesus. Or you can read it this way in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. See, the miracle of Christmas is the baby in the manger. And it was God in the flesh. God became a man. The Son of God became the Son of Man. Jesus, who had lived with God the Father for all eternity, entered our world on Christmas we celebrate. And you can debate what day that he really do that, whether we do it the 25th or we do it in March or whatever. But we celebrate that day as he entered into this world that we live in as the God-man. God in the flesh, fully man and fully God. No one ever has been like Jesus, amen? No one will ever be like Jesus because he is God and he is love. And he came to this earth just because of us. Worship him. He left the glories of heaven and he came to earth as a tiny baby in a crazy way as you read the story. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Love began in heaven, but love came down to us on Christmas. Amen. Comes from God. Love, God is love. Came down to earth. He showed up in a big way. And the other thing is, love came down for one reason. He came down to go to a cross. Came down to die for us. Verse 10 of 1 John says this, and this is love, not that he have loved, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Jesus became our substitute. That which turns aside the wrath of God from the sinner. The atonement of Jesus satisfies the just judgment of the righteousness and the wrath of God against sin. That's what Jesus came to do, to deliver us from ourselves, our sin, so we can have life and have it eternally. That's what the gospel is about. He loves us so much that, listen, he not only sent Jesus to earth, he sent him to the cross of Calvary. He came a long ways from heaven, amen? But there's a longer way to the cross, to the tomb, and the risen Savior. Amen. He did all that for us because he He is love. If you turn over to Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, it says this. He says, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father. Hallelujah. That's coming a time that everyone is going to bow down. Amen. It's coming. The sad thing is a lot of people are going to bow down and they're going to be sent to hell. I said it. Not too friendly these days, but there is a hell. There is a devil that hates you and wants to send you to hell. But there's a God that is love that wants to send you to heaven for eternity. That's why he sent Jesus. This is God's plan. It's part of the Christmas story. When Mary became pregnant with Jesus, the angel told Joseph, in Matthew's gospel, if you read the story, it says, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Listen, for he will save his people from their sins. You know why he came? Tell them. He came to save his people from their sins. That same word for Jesus is the same name in the Old Testament for Joshua. It literally means the Lord is salvation. The Lord is salvation. So the name of Jesus actually means Savior. He's our Savior. Over in Luke's Gospel, we read about the shepherds. Let me read you a passage out of there. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 8. It says, in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear, wouldn't you? Man, look what showed up. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you what? Good news. Good news of great joy. Amen. That will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign that you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, this is what it's going to be like in heaven. Praising God. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Hallelujah. You ever think about what heaven's going to be like? That's why we're preparing now. You're getting ready. That's why we worship here on Sundays. That's why we praise him. We're getting ready for the second advent, the coming of Jesus Christ. He could come. And the key is, are you ready? Are you ready? Not just talking the talk. Yeah, I know who Jesus is. I love celebrating Christmas and all this stuff. Sometimes the only time you talk about Christ is Christmas. The rest of the year, he don't exist. But the good news is he tells us, he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'm always there with you. Be ready. This is the true gift of Christmas. This is the true gift of love at Christmas. Not simply the gift of his son, but the gift of a Savior. This is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son for us. Christmas is all about love, the love of God. So where does it come from? It comes from God. How did God show his love among us? He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. And love came down to earth. First John 4:10. This is love. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his son as what? An atoning sacrifice for our sins. Turn to John 3:16. You know, I like always have John 3:16 in its sermon. Because I believe it's the gospel and it's plain. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. But God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And he says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already. Christians, you got to hold on to this, because this is what you pray so hard for your loved ones, that they come to know Jesus Christ. It's so important that they know Christ as Lord and Savior and they believe. Because it says, whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. Where is our world today? They're in darkness. They're lost. They need a Savior. They need God's love. They need the light. Amen?
Amen.
It says, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. People need Jesus. Corrie ten Boom said this: who can add to Christmas? The perfect motive is that God so loved the world. The perfect gift is that he gave his only son. The only requirement is to believe in him. The reward of faith is that you shall have everlasting life. Pretty much puts it together, doesn't it? Love came down at Christmas. And my question to you, have you received God's gift of love today? Have you got it? Do you know him? My greatest desire is for everyone to know him. My greatest desire for my family and my kids and my grandbabies is for them to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that should be the desire on every one of our hearts as God's children, is to take everyone to heaven with us. Amen? And God is love, and he loved us so much. And I finished with the rest of the passage of 1 John. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. That's why we want everyone to go to heaven. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence. Confidence for that the day of judgment. Because as is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. And if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this is the commandment we have from God. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. The choice is yours. The gift is yours. You know, a gift is not a gift until you receive it. God offers the gift of his Son, the Savior of the world, to you who shed his blood for the remission of our sins, paid our sin debt in full. When he went to the cross, he took every bit of our filth and sin upon that cross. We nailed it to the cross. He did it for us because he was born as a baby to go to the cross. That's how much God loves us. Why he sent his Son, his only Son, that no one would perish but have everlasting life. And he went on that cross and he hung on that cross and he took our sin down and he paid it in full because he was the perfect Lamb of God. God himself, Jesus Christ. Then they took him off that cross and they put him in a tomb. And the good news is 3 days later, he was gone. He had risen from the grave. He won victory over death for you and I. That's love. He gave his all for us. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. And if you don't know him, today is the day to get to know him and to ask him to come in and be your Lord. Believe what the scripture says. Accept his love. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters. I say, if you're not loving the way God loves, you need to get your heart right. Because our world needs love. Your family needs love. Your friends need love. God is love. Thank him for that great gift of love and the miracle gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's pray. Thank you again, Father. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, to worship you, to praise you, to hear from you. Pray that this message is received and taken out here, Lord, and used for your glory and honor. Bless the one that's lost today that have come to know you as Lord and Savior. This to be the Christmas that they found you and fall in love with you and receive that love that only comes to you into their hearts, that will change them, that will give them hope and peace and joy for the life ahead. Bless each one. Thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand.